Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks, who has time to stress about website security? With Kinsta, they take care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Kinsta is a managed WordPress hosting provider, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and unmatched human-only customer support. Plus, their user-friendly custom dashboard, MyKinsta, makes managing your site or multiple sites easy and efficient. Customers can experience up to 200% faster sites by simply moving to the platform. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers with zero downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
I am your beloved Count Olaf.
I'm a Buddhist, I'm a Muslim, I'm a Christian, I'm whatever you want me to be. It all comes down to the same thing. You're in a loving place or you're in an unloving place. If you're with me right now, we cannot be unhappy. It's not possible. It's not possible.
Life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. How do I know this? I don't, but I'm making sound, and that's the important thing. That's what I'm here to do. Sometimes I think that's the only thing that's important, really, you know? It's just letting each other know we're here. Yeah. Reminding each other that we're part of a larger self.
In a sense, self-examination is part of an essential part of growing and reaching some point beyond where you are.
Yeah. It's that, and it's an addiction. An addiction to trying to figure out, and maybe this is an impossible task, but you know, everybody's looking for bliss, you know, in some way or another. And I think I've come to the realization lately that that bliss comes in waves, and everybody gets a certain amount of it.
Yeah.
But in between, it's hard work, yeah, being in this body. You know?
And that it is the unwise person to expect bliss will be there all the time.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
As someone who's done what you're about to go and do, I can tell you from experience, the effect you have on others is the most valuable currency there is. Because everything you gain in life will rot and fall apart, and all that will be left of you is what was in your heart. My choosing to free people from concern got me to the top of a mountain. Look where I am. Look what I get to do. I did something that made people present their best selves to me wherever I go. The only one I hadn't freed was myself. And that's when my search for identity deepened. I wondered who I'd be without my fame. Who would I be if I said things that people didn't want to hear?
Clap.
Or if I defied their expectations of me.
You know, what the hell? What the hell? You know, whatever. I just want to be myself. If I lose a few fringe people who can't deal with the fact that, that there's other forces in the world, that's okay with me.
After talking to you for a couple of hours, I mean, I get this sense you are a big bundle of conflicting emotions. Well, I think you're very emotional about a lot of things. It's all very close to the surface.
Yeah, it is. I've decided to be there. I only act in the movies. I want to be the greatest actor that ever lived, frankly. You know, I'd love that. But I don't need to be. I just really want to be here. That's it. When the opportunity arises and I'm on the set.
Can you cover the action?
I'll be there tomorrow.
Let's see what you.
I'm not going to live it until I get there.
Can you cover me?
And when I get there, I'm going to have a great time. I'm going to walk in the set. And I'm going to go, hey, humans, how you doing? You know, let's have fun.
Stay right here, okay?
Let's play in the sandbox. You know, and a lot of the characters I've done so far have been about duality, about what you show the world and what you really are. And so I've always been trying to reconcile the two. I know that this face pleases you, yeah. You know, but now I'm going to show you the real deal. And I hope there's enough there that, you know, that you can identify with, that we can sit together and break bread and you'll think I'm as special as I was before.
A few months ago, I woke up and I understood suddenly how thought is responsible for most of the suffering we experience. I suddenly felt like I was looking at these thoughts from another perspective, and I wondered, who is it that's aware that I'm thinking? I was thrown into this expansive feeling of freedom from myself, from my problems. I saw that I was bigger than what I do. I was bigger than my body. I was everything and everyone. I was no longer a fragment of the universe. I was the universe. Your job is not to figure out how it's going to happen for you, but to open the door in your head. And when the door opens in real life, just walk through it. And when I say life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you, I really don't know if that's true. I'm just making a conscious choice to perceive challenges as something beneficial so that I can deal with them in the most productive way. You'll come up with your own style. That's part of the fun. Oh, and why not take a chance on faith as well?
And what do you own now? What is it you own, you think?
I think I own my self-esteem. I guess, you know, what I own, when you think about it, is my faith. Yeah. That's what I own.
Not religion, but faith. Not hope, but faith. I don't believe in hope. Hope is a beggar. Hope walks through the fire, and faith leaps over it.
Countries and religions and I find it all so abstract. Why am I an American? Why am I Canadian? And by the way, you're a Catholic or you're a Jew or you're, you know, whatever you are. It's like everything is abstract structures. What is that? What does that mean? Somebody put a line down and said, this is that. You know, we're so much more. I've just given them up. I'm fine. just floating through space, flying 6,000 miles an hour around the sun, you know, balancing on tectonic plates that are floating on lava, you know, ready for the end times to occur and whatever the hell is going to happen. I'm just great. You're on a spiritual journey, period. And we're all going to end up in the same place, if there is such a thing. And maybe there isn't. Maybe there's just this and that's it. There's me in the teacup. That's it. There's us. We're the universe, man. I like that. That's fine.
Now, fear is going to be a player in your life. But you get to decide how much. You can spend your whole life imagining ghosts, worrying about the pathway to the future. My father could have been a great comedian, but he didn't believe that that was possible for him. And so he made a conservative choice. Instead, he got a safe job as an accountant. And when I was 12 years old, he was let go from that safe job. And our family had to do whatever we could to survive. I learned many great lessons from my father, not the least of which was that you can fail at what you don't want. So you might as well take a chance on doing what you love. And after you walk through those doors today, you will only ever have two choices, love or fear. Choose love, and don't ever let fear turn you against your playful heart.